Okay, and let me say welcome to all of you joining us for the conference call today. And those of you who have stayed with us since the beginning of the prayer meeting, welcome to everybody. And today's conference call is going to be extremely important for both old warriors and new folks, because it's talking about a new product that we hope is going to fill a gap as the missing link in helping those with chronic co-infections restore their health like the rest of us. So, without further ado, I'm going to present to you John B., founder of Logos Nutritionals, and friend of all toxic disease sufferers. John, are you here?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Mel. And welcome, everyone, to our gathering tonight. We're going to get to talk a little bit about this new product that we've come out with. We're so excited about, and it's called Immune Pulse. But before we get started, I want to make a suggestion. We just finished up our prayer call, and during the call, there was quite a lot of background noise that we were experiencing. So I thought we'd start off tonight by suggesting that everyone mute your phones, so if you've got any background noise, it won't be coming across. It sounded like somebody was washing dishes or something earlier. They, of course, didn't realize it was coming across on the call, but anything in the background will do that. And it'll be easier for everyone to hear if we can all do that. And then if you have a question or something, you can unmute yourself and ask your question, of course. But again, welcome. I've been looking forward to being together with everybody tonight. Mel, I don't know if you have to mute everybody or if they can just mute themselves. Either way, as long as we can get it done, I think it'll make for easier communication for everyone to be able to hear. Of course, you know, you guys, most of you are probably not new, but even for the ones that are new that have had an opportunity to look at Mel's website, you know that the protocol we have developed is developed to address every organ system in the body and to restore integrity to the immune system and restore the ability of the body to digest and assimilate nutrients, restore the ability of the body to offload toxins that are created in the body and that we're exposed to through our diet and through the environmental exposures that we have, so that, you know, we're supporting the body's major avenues of metabolism and restoring the body's ability to function, at a foundational level. And that alone is just remarkable, the way the body will respond when you restore integrity to the bioterrain. And then when you add in some of the offensive weapons, the tools that you have at your disposal to lower the infection load on the body and lower the amount of challenges that your immune system is having to deal with, then it's no wonder that we see the people that we do that are having a transformation in their quality of life, getting their life back and their productivity back. And it really is that simple. In most cases, of just restoring balance and basic function back to the body. And over time, it's become more and more apparent to me, especially in trying to help people that are dealing with chronic infections like hepatitis or Lyme, Morgellons, these things that do involve infections that are chronic, because of just the magnitude of the infection load that some people have or the existence of biofilm in the body. All these organisms have the ability to cooperate and form biofilms, and it can make, you know, someone who's dealing with biofilm in the body, the organisms themselves that are being harbored there, it can make them as much as 1,000 times less susceptible to antibiotics and to immune assault just being involved in a biofilm. So it really creates pockets of protection for the pathogens that are very difficult for us to contend with in trying to help them. And when you add to that some of the characteristics of the infections of the bacteria and the organisms that we're dealing with, their ability, we call it pleomorphism, their ability to shapeshift and change their DNA, share DNA, it really becomes a difficult moving target, you know, for doctors that treat Lyme and Morgellons to contend with. And what we found over the years has become more and more obvious and evident is that pulsing therapies like antibiotics can be very helpful as opposed to just staying on them all the time because of the life cycles of these organisms. For example, Lyme, the Borrelia, they say there's more than 100 different types of strains now of Borrelia because of all the different strains morphing and, you know, changing their DNA and so forth. But there, as you go about treatment, you start to take antibiotics or whatever you're taking for these things, you might be able to kill the active cells off, but what doesn't work is you can't kill the what we like to call eggs, basically, just to make it easier to understand. But they call them resistor cells, and they're basically cells that have gone into a state that is kind of like hibernation, you know, with bears. Bears hibernate. Their need for nutrition is greatly reduced because all their metabolic systems are basically shut down to a very low level. And the same thing is happening with these organisms in the body with Lyme and Morgellons. Some of them are capable of going into that mode, and it is virtually impossible to get to them with antibiotics or with the immune system between the biofilm and their capability of doing that. So when pulsing, the idea is that we're bringing in some offensive weapons, some things that we know have antimicrobial properties, antibiotic properties, antifungal properties, antiviral properties, and we're bringing them to bear in lowering the population of infection. And then when we stop treatment, we're able to knock down the population of active cells. And the resistor cells, when we stop, the resistor cells wake up and start doing their thing, and we pulse again. So it's the idea that you're constantly pulsing and keeping them off balance. And over the years that I worked with Mel before he ever even started his website, he was pulsing back then using different things like grapefruit seed extract and oil of oregano and some of the other products that we now have. We even had back then, but we had developed more along the way as the need became obvious that a lot of people, you know, weren't being taken seriously by their medical doctors and really had no access to legitimate medical options. So we began to seek out more and more ways that these folks could find some help. And now we've pretty much have a strong offering of natural medicines that people can use even if they don't have access to the pharmaceutical options. But that's not to say that pharmaceutical options are not an option. They certainly are. They work. They just they generally come with a little more side effects and things like that. But people who are on them should be under the care of a physician. And if they're also on a protocol like Mel's, then they have things that they're taking and doing to lower those side effects and ameliorate the damaging side effects that some of these things do to the body. It's become more and more obvious to me in dealing with Lyme physicians and Lyme patients that the ones that do take the very aggressive stances and put folks through some very aggressive treatments, the ones who do the protocol on top or underneath all of that do much better because their detox systems are clear and they're able to, kind of keep up with the damage being done with the antibiotics or whatever that they're being given, and it helps. So to talk more specifically, though, about the immune pulse, that was to, just talk a little bit about the philosophy behind it and the rationale for pulsing to begin with. And if that's not something really new, so to speak, especially for us, because like I said, we were pulsing the mill way back before any of this came to be. And we've seen people pulsing all along the way. But I wanted to put together a product with some aggressive nutrients in it that you wouldn't want to necessarily take long-term, but you could pulse effectively and safely. And that's what we did with Immune Pulse was we wanted something, hopefully that could act as that final straw, if you will, or final support mechanism to get people over the top. And so far, the results have been encouraging. Obviously, we want with the Immune Pulse to strengthen the immune system, boost the immune response. We want to lower the infection load, and we want to reduce inflammation. Those are the three key factors that we were looking for in putting this product together. Keeping in mind that Immune Pulse is designed to be used in conjunction with the protocol. That's important because that means that we know you're getting the support for your detoxification systems that you need. We know that we're not going to be overloading the body. You've got all the defense covered because that's basically the kind of the thrust of our basic protocol is to repair and restore the body's defensive capabilities. We want to have a strong defense, and then that's why normally we suggest to people that they get on the basic protocol for a month before they start any of the other therapies because we want to have a strong defense before we introduce the offense. So the Immune Pulse is one of the weapons that we can use. It's not designed for children because it does have some strong ingredients. But based on the feedback that we've received so far, it definitely seems to be doing what we thought it would and hoped it would, which is to go deep and expose agents in the body that have not been exposed in the past. The other part of using it in conjunction with the protocol is that so much of the protocol is designed over an extended period of time to degrade biofilm communities and expose biofilm in the body. So when you combine the advanced immune support or the antibiotic or any microbial functions of the nutrients that are in there, if you expose that with or combine that with exposing biofilm and eradicating biofilm, you've got a good combination. And that's exactly what we're working toward with this, not only this product, but the entire protocol. And really, as Peter mentioned a little bit earlier, this is a long struggle for so many people. And the reason is because you can restore your body's basic functions and recover a certain level of quality of life and still have some really difficult challenges down the road because of biofilm and because of the difficulty of eradicating some of these things over time. But hopefully with tools like Immune Pulse, we can shorten that time because of ability to target these things and target biofilm. MELD, the beauty of MELD's protocol is that it really leaves almost no stones unturned as far as helping people learn how to adjust their diet so that their diet doesn't contribute to the overall problem and they're not continually, you know, giving themselves setbacks over time because of the things they're putting into their body. It all works together. And, you know, my father's kind of motto of his practice was that if you restore normal physiology, you can prevent disease and pathology in the body. That was the focus of his 38 years of practicing medicine, was restoring normal physiology in the body. And that's the whole purpose of our protocol and to an even greater extent to MELD's protocol because of the how comprehensive it is in giving people specific support on diet and things like that. So what did we put in Immune Pulse in order to try to up the ante a little bit? We started with a product called Graviola. And some of you may have heard about Graviola because it's been touted for quite a while now for all of the different antimicrobial properties that are associated with it, and some have even promoted it as a cure for cancer. But it's been used. It comes out of the rainforest of Africa, Southeast Asia, South America, and it's been used for centuries to treat everything from inflammation to infections and things like that. We now know from research done on it that there are some chemicals in it that are found in Graviola called acetogens that are responsible for many of its antiviral and antibacterial, anti-tumor properties and so forth. There are lots of other compounds that are found in Graviola that have beneficial properties, but most scientists attribute most of the benefit of Graviola to the acetogen family of compounds. We do know, though, you can take Graviola extract and you can put it in a test tube with a number of different bacteria, yeasts, viruses, and so forth, and it has very potent antimicrobial effects. That's simple enough to do to test any kind of natural medicine that is, you know, discovered anywhere on this planet. It's less simple to test natural medicines in the human body and make, you know, educated assertions based on that, because doing double-blind testing is just incredibly expensive. And just it involves so much of a tremendous investment. And there are companies that are, you know, when you start to get into that area of developing medicines, there's so much money to be made by big pharma that it's definitely not a, a level playing field. It's not an easy thing to do to bring medicines into this world, especially not natural medicines, because, you know, the government says nothing can cure anything except for a drug. So that being said, we know that Graviola has antimicrobial properties in vitro, in a test tube. We know that it has a strong reputation for having antimicrobial properties in vivo, in the body. And it's not just a new thing. It's been used by these indigenous peoples of Africa and South America and Southeast Asia for generations and generations. And it can be used safely. But it is not, it is something that is needs to be used with caution if it's going to be used over time. And this particular ingredient is the one more than any other that has necessitated the pulsing use the way that we've recommended that it be used. Because Graviola, there were a couple of studies done with Graviola that associated it with creating Parkinson's-like symptoms in people that used it over the long term, just continuous use for years. But these were studies done in, I believe, in the UK, and there's never been any association with use of Graviola in Africa, South America, the Southeast Asia. The people who have grown up using it all their life, there's definitely no association with it there with Parkinson's type symptoms. So I have my own questions about that, but nonetheless, we with Logos, we always err on the side of caution with anything we ever do. And so by making immune pulse and offering immune pulse and instructing people to use immune pulse the way that we do, 5 days on, 2 days off, three weeks out of the month, take a week off, use it for 3 months, take a month off before you start again, then we know we're not going to have to worry about, you know, anybody dealing with significant accumulations of anything in the body as a result of using it. And we get the benefit of the known aggressive antimicrobial characteristics of Graviola, and limit any kind of downside that could be in play with it. So that's why I say this product is not designed or intended for children. It's designed and intended for adults, and it's designed for intended with adults who have chronic infections. The next thing we put in there was a powerful stimulator of metabolism, that helps raise the good cholesterol in the body, helps with maintain good healthy blood pressure, lower triglyceride levels, and even has a beneficial effect on keeping blood sugar in balance. And these are things that are really not well known about green tea extract. Most people think of green tea extract as an antioxidant rich extract that is a stimulator of metabolism, and it is, but it also does a lot of other things, especially when it's used in synergy in conjunction with other nutrients and other ingredients like it is here. So green tea is designed in this case to intensify the effects of the other ingredients and just to potentiate the activity of the formulation and as taken as a whole. The next thing we put in there was something called curcumin, which is really the active component of turmeric. Turmeric has been used, as I'm sure everybody knows, in India and Asia for thousands of years, and it's used to alleviate aches and pains because it's such a great anti-inflammatory. It has really strong levels of enzymes that are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. It's a wonderful, wonderful medicine that's been used in the world, throughout the world for a long, long time for chronic illnesses and acute illnesses. So curcumin is one of the main ingredients, and obviously everything that we put in here is a legitimate natural medicine on its own, but when combined with others, you have a totally new and different entity there because you've got the synergy working with different ingredients together. And then we put a couple of other very strong antioxidant extracts in there, pine bark and grapeseed. They are loaded with polyphenols and antioxidants that boost our circulation, lower inflammation in the body, and drive cellular health and cellular energy potential. This is really important when you're dealing with chronic infection and chronic illness, because one of the issues that we combat, especially with, you know, people are really sick, is not only are they tired and miserable, but their cells are tired and miserable. And so bringing in the antioxidants really helps, because they squelch the free radicals that are being created in the body and promote cellular health big time. And the next things we added were red raspberry and pomegranate. And these extracts are high in something called ellagic acid. Ellagic acid is another strong antioxidant and immune-boosting nutrient. Then we put some biological response modifiers in there, and these are very, very, very valuable to helping the immune system. When you're dealing with breaking down biofilm and you're exposing the bacteria, viruses, and other things, you know, they're being exposed by the breaking down of the biofilm, and we want the immune system to be able to respond once these things are exposed and take care of the infections. So beta glucan is a soluble fiber that we put in there that is a very well known booster of immunity. Helps with not only, you know, boosting up the immune spots, but it speaks to kind of like the thymic formula does in our protocol of modulating the immune response, so that if the immune system is overacting, it'll turn it down a bit. If it's underactive, it'll turn it up a bit. So it's kind of like a conductor of an orchestra, you know, keeping everything in its proper time and place in an appropriate response. That's what some of these medicinal mushrooms that are in there are very helpful. It's supporting natural immunity and cellular immunity. And when you combine all of that with the background of the thymic formula, and not only are we boosting natural cellular immunity, but we're also kind of rearming and encouraging what's called humoral immunity. And that's the active mobile immune response. So when you're dealing with a situation where people have chronic illness and chronic infection, and they get kind of beaten down in terms of their systems, their immune system is outmatched and overwhelmed because it's fighting on too many fronts. It's really easy to get into a situation where you're in pretty bad shape, and that's where a lot of people are, that when they find themselves led to mel, is they've been beat down, not only externally by the powers that be and the medical community that doesn't understand what they're dealing with, but in a family that's listening to all the wrong messages, not recognizing what's really going on. But even inside, they've been beaten down by overwhelmed systems, overwhelmed detox systems, overwhelmed immune systems. So that's been, you know, our focus over these years is developing ways to kind of reverse all of that and to get the body where it can be back in control again. And once the body's back in control again, the mind can come back. It's incredible to see the changes that we see take place in people and where they come from and where they can go is a restored potential, and it's a beautiful thing. The next thing that we added was some Chinese medicinal mushrooms, maitake, shiitake, and reishi. And these are well known for their immune boosting potential, immune balancing potential, anti-inflammatory potential, and so forth. And again, it's all about balance, and it's all about synergy, things working together. The next thing we did was there's one of my dear friends is a Native American medicine man. And he's a seventh generation Ojibwe Indian. And I met him many years ago when he took me through the mountains of North Georgia, showing me, picking up plants and showing me all the incredible variety of natural medicines that we're surrounded with if you just know what you're looking at. And being a seventh generation medicine man, he had the knowledge to recognize those. And he taught me about a combination of herbs that actually was made famous in last generation by a nurse named Renee Casey, who came into contact with the same tribe of Indians, the Ojibwe Indians. And Renee Casey was able to cure cancer of all different types by using this combination of herbs. And she came, as you might imagine, under a tremendous attack by the authorities because of that. But what ended up happening was her combination of herbs is known as SEACT. SEACT is just simply her name, Casey, spelled backwards. Casey SEAC. But long story short, the four Indian herbs that are used in SEACT are also in this formula: Indian rhubarb, burdock root, sheep sorrel, and slippery elm. They're loaded with proteolytic enzymes. They're loaded with immune boosting potential, cleansing the blood, reducing inflammation, and stimulating the immune system to do its thing. We also have olive leaf in there, small amount of olive leaf, garlic, which is well known for its immune potential, cat's claw, and the small amount of arabinogalactan, which is another immune modulator. So with the immune pulse, you have a really broad spectrum of very well-known, well-understood, powerful immune boosters and immune stimulators, some of which are actually have in and of their own right antimicrobial properties, but others are known stimulators or modulators of immunity. And that is what immune pulse is all about. It's an aggressive formula, but it's designed in a unique way to be used in a way that will capitalize on the aggressive nature of it, but minimize any potential issues that could come from using it. Because unlike drugs, we don't see side effects as reasonable risks for bringing something to market. We want to bring some things to market that help, but that don't have any significant downside or side effects to them. And although the Immune Pulse is an aggressive formula, we don't anticipate any issues with it whatsoever because of the way we're going to use it, which is on a pulsed basis. And, of course, this product is new. It's just being launched and introduced to the world, but nothing in the product is new. All of these nutrients and ingredients are well known, well researched, and have a long history of use. So with that, I'm going to open up the field to questions. If anybody has any questions about Immune Pulse or any of the ingredients, then please ask now.
Okay. I have muted everyone, John, so that we would have an uninterrupted segment with no background noise. Now, anyone who wishes to ask a question, just hit 5-star, and it will show up on the control board that I'm looking at. I will unmute you and allow you to ask your question. Anyone who has a question, just hit 5 and then star on your keypad, and I will see it. All right. 714, you're up.
Hi there. This is Mary. How are you?
Hi, Mary.
Before you ask your question, Mary?
Yes.
Email me when you get up tomorrow morning, and I'll call you back.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, John, I had a question about, I mean, this product sounds phenomenal, and I've been on the protocol for a little over a year now, and I'm still having the darn crawlies. They went away for a while, but then they came back. So I'm thinking I must have a good amount of biofilm pockets of this.
Definitely possible, yeah.
This coming back out. That's what I'm guessing after listening to you. But my question is...
Well, it's been interesting, Mary. We've seen some of the folks who started on this have seen a... it seems like they've had to take a step back because it's actually a really, really good thing. If you start taking Immune Pulse and you take some steps, that's exactly why I believe that's happening, is they're exposing pockets of infection that they could otherwise not reach.
That's what I heard
and
you
so
say,
they,
and that really resonated with me. So I think, you know, maybe even though I'm not using it yet, maybe little pockets are getting protected and they're still multiplying, you know, and then that's why you have the increased symptomology. So I'm planning to start and order them. I've got my Columbus Day coupon ready to go. But my question was about the mycotoxins and mushrooms. You know, we've eliminated mushrooms from our diets because of the mycotoxin, I believe, component. Do you think, I mean, I'm sure you feel that these extracts of these mushrooms don't contain any of that, or it's not?
Yes. No, they don't. That's a good point. It's an important point. We want to reduce our exposure to mycotoxins of all kinds. And obviously, we would not be putting anything in there that was going to be counteractive in that regard. These are medicinal mushrooms that are highly refined and rich in enzymes and active components, but they're not going to contribute to mycotoxin load other than in helping your immune system with the die-off, you know, in knocking down the population that you're dealing with, which, of course, can create mycotoxin exposure in the process. But that's why you've got all the support you've got for your detox systems that are as part of the protocol, is to help you download all that as it's created.
Yes. I used to take those extracts, you know, in previous years prior to starting the protocol, so I know they're very beneficial. So I'm really glad that I can start taking them again through this product. So thank you. That answered my question.
You're welcome, Precious.
Anyone else have a question? Just hit 5 and then the star on your touch-tone phone. Well, I'm sure Peter has a question.
Oh, I caught me off guard there. I don't really have a question because I've been fortunate enough to have benefited from John's ongoing work with pulsing. If maybe, John, do you think it would be appropriate for me to share a little background with the work that we did together, you and I and Bill and Deborah Beals and Mel at this point? And, okay. Mel, would you agree with that, Mel?
Hey, I asked you if you had a question. Once I put my hands up, I'm dead.
Well, let me see if I can bring something useful to bear here. Those of you that know me know that I've been on this protocol and on this website for over 3 years. There's some things that I think are important to bring to bear as to why. I've been basically Morgellons free probably 13 months into my protocol. I believe I pretty much had Morgellons under control. But to totally make this useful to people, I'm 62 years old. So I have the, the fact that I'm older. Morgellons is a disease of toxicity. For much of my life, I was not proud of it, but I was alcoholic and drug addicted, and I'm celebrating 15 years in January sober, so that's behind me. But I also am facing many, many co-infections. I have antibodies for Hep C. I have antibodies for tuberculosis. I have known to have had H. pylori, which many people do in on this planet. 2/3 of the population has that, but a very insidious bacterial infection. And I believe that right now I'm also dealing with some secondary parasites that we would consider Lyme and Bartonella, perhaps even some Ehrlichia. The problem is the tests for these types of co-infections are unreliable. So it's a crapshoot, but, knowing what I know about my body and the healing that's taken place, I'm pretty certain that I'm still dealing with some of these co-infections. So a little history for you there. It goes to the heart of what a unique situation I am in terms of the health that I now enjoy. Because I have been, as I said, pretty much Morgellons free since 13 months on the protocol. After I reached the 18-month baseline, which Mel, of course, has always advocated as a guiding principle, never to mix protocols, which I completely concur with. So after I reached the 18-month baseline without mixing any protocols, I still had issues with my right forearm. Issues that many of you may now have on parts of your body, bumps or little cysts, inflammation cycles that would continue every week or two or three, where I would see inflammation and then blotching, and then of course the blotching would sometimes advance to the more difficult entrenching areas on the skin of biofilm that, of course, when the inflammation comes, they would rise and fall and rise and fall. So in my last post, I've for some time had a goal to go 30 days without inflammation, and I have reached that. But it goes to the heart of the difficulty that my immune system actually faces in terms of all the co-infections. So as I sit here today, I'm doing quite well. But all that having been said, as a little background, John and I and Bill Mead, Bill did some wonderful research about a year and a half ago in terms of pulsing. At this time, I had no idea that John and Mel were already involved in the notion of pulsing. So after I reached my 18-month baseline, Bill and I decided to look into the notion of pulsing some specific tinctures. To see if we can maybe turn the corner, because he had some ongoing issues too. We both felt they were Lyme related. And we saw some tremendous, it actually turned a corner for my arm. started to reduce the inflammation cycles, the blotching started to reduce, and the size of the cysts or the bumps, the biofilm areas actually started to calcify, and then I could, of course, exfoliate them when the time was right with the skin. So that's been an ongoing battle for me, but the notion of pulsing at that point then became apparent to Bill and I as perhaps a means to an end that we wanted to further pursue. I entered into some interacting with John at that time. Once again, this is about a year and a half ago. And John worked with us in terms of, you know, how we were looking at it, the ways that we were moving forward with the idea of pulsing. And so I've continued it from that point forward. And I've seen, I mean, I remain completely well, except for about an 8-inch period on my, 8-inch area on my right forearm where I have these issues. So I don't have any other issues on any part of my body. But the idea of pulsing, I think, is something that I've been doing for some time. Many of the ingredients in the immune pulse were ingredients that through the research that Bill and I was ongoing that we were pulsing in and out from time to time and seeing some really beneficial results. The idea of putting all together in one product, of course, was something that we didn't have any idea how to do. So thankfully, John, in his ongoing research behind the scenes, was able to do that. And I can tell you that many of the ingredients in here we were using, but it seems to me that the Essiac that John mentioned, the Native American blending, and the Graviola leaf would be the two that Bill and I didn't have any direct experience with in terms of pulsing in and out. That having been said, I can tell you I reached a 30-day point without inflammation, actually without blotching on my right arm. I'm coming off of, I entered my second 3-week phase. I'm into my second week of it. I did fine during the first 3-week phase, but I think John, just as he finished up, mentioned that the deeper areas of biofilm may be hit by this particular blending. I have seen the bumps on my arm flattened out into a type of an overlapping plaque, and I'm so thrilled to tell everyone I've gone 30 days without any blotching. I did have some inflammation when I entered the second cycle here last week, and to be honest, John, I think I shared with you I got hit with a real hard healing reaction, but only in terms of fatigue, and it would go to the heart of what you had said about removing deeper pockets of biofilm. I've had some additional purging in the flattened out areas of plaque on the right arm, and just the only other healing reaction that I've had, of course, has been extreme fatigue that I've been dealing with for a week. But I'm coming out of it. I actually came out of it a couple days ago, and as I've always told people, and I always look to come out the other side feeling so much better, I feel wonderful again. The arm, as we speak today, it looks, I don't want to start crying, but it looks more like a normal arm. I'm starting to capture the hair follicles back. I have hair growing on my hand up across my wrist bone. And hair that's starting to go up above the bicep, and as with my left arm, once I captured the hair back and grew the hair back on my left arm, it was fully restored. So that having been said, it looks very promising. And of course, the beauty for me, John, I would want you to know, is to have the. It's so hard to go into a health food outlet or to deal with logos, nutritionals, and to try and piece everything together in the proper blending. And it seems to me that you've done this. I would emphasize that we're looking at, once again, over 3 years of research and work that you and Mel, and probably Bill and I have a little bit to contribute to in terms of what we did, that go into this product. The initial results for me are very, very promising and very, very encouraging. I don't know what to say except to thank you and to let people know that, you know, I was a very, very sick man, and I'm a very, very well man now. And hopefully this looks to be what's going to get me across the finish line, which is what I've been looking to do for the last year. So God bless you, Mel. God bless you, John. If you guys have got anything, John, that you'd like further for me to bring to bear on this, just ask away, and I'd be glad to. But I don't think outside of the fact that, you know, personal experience is the greatest teacher there is, mine would. Once again, bring to bear that you've hit a home run here, and I'm real excited. And initial results, and I'm only on my first cycle, are looking real, real strong for complete eradication of these secondary infections in my forearm. So I hope everybody hope everybody has the same faith in the product and gets the same results that I have so far. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
I want to thank you, Peter. Thank you very much. And I think now we're going to go ahead and field another question because I think I know who this is. Is this 678? Is that you? Come in, 678.
Yes, it's Rose.
I kind of thought it might be you. I recognize the secondary number.
Oh, great. Hi, John. I'm Matt. Hi, everyone.
Hi, sweet Rose.
Hi. I have two questions, John. My first one, I noticed you said one of the ingredients in the immune pulse was help the high blood pressure, which you know is one of the things that troubles me. And the other question is one of my relatives is diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. I was wondering if this immune pulse could be used to treat someone with such a diagnosis. And thank you.
Yes, ma'am. It's really good to hear your voice, Rose. Rose, there are a lot of people in the natural healing community that are using graviola and treating cancer in a lot of different types of cancer. But I think the most success they've had was in dealing with prostate and breast cancers. But I know there's been other reports, you know, with different other types of cancers that may be associated with higher dosages than that we're looking at here with this product. But you know, I definitely think that the dosage we have in here is effective and high enough, especially in conjunction with all the different things that we've added to it, because the power of synergy is an amazing thing that we've seen, you know, from the beginning with our company. Most of the things we do are synergy-based products, not individual ingredients. Now, if you know you have Parkinson's is one of the issues you're dealing with, then I would definitely approach this with caution. I'll tell you, There are definitely people that have questioned the integrity of the studies that were indicating this. There was an association with this and Parkinson's type symptoms, because the indigenous cultures that use this stuff all their lives is one of the staples in their diet. There's definitely not a, you know, Parkinson's epidemic over there. So there's not, you know, you can't really look to where you should be able to look for that association to manifest itself. I guess it's possible that there could be a genetic predisposition or a genetic protection factor involved in peoples that live there that God put into that culture, that because he knew where they would be eating it. That's certainly possible. So that's why, even though, you know, I feel pretty comfortable that this is not going to be an issue, we put a Parkinson's warning on this product, because we don't want to put anybody at risk without them knowing what risk they're looking at. We don't sell drugs, and we don't like side effects. If that makes sense.
And did you say one of these ingredients help with blood pressure and blood sugar?
Yeah, the green tea extract helps with blood pressure and blood sugar. But I have another product that I just launched that is an incredible blood sugar support product. I'm actually not going to get into depth on that tonight because we're already running at, I think, an hour or so in the call now. Yeah,
right.
Almost 55 minutes. But maybe we'll do another call another night on the FitCoast 1C. But I will say, if anyone here has issues with blood sugar, type 2 diabetes, or any of the insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, any even hormonal imbalance, things like PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome. They would definitely do well to take a look at the FitCos 1C page on our website, because that product is off the charts, crazy, wonderful for people with blood sugar issues. But I'll get into it another night on a more in-depth basis.
Are there any other questions? And if so, hit 5 and then star keys on your phone. Well, it doesn't really look like there are any other questions this evening, despite the fact that we have a monster audience. And I really want to thank everyone for coming. And I'd like to thank Peter for his comments. And, of course, I'd like to thank John for my life. But I'm glad you all came. I hope that everybody got something out of tonight's call. If you find that the minute we hang up you have questions, just write them down and send them to me in an email. And if it's for John or Peter, I'll forward them, and we'll get them answered for you. And keep reading the forum. Keep talking about your progress. Keep faith. Believe in God. And stay the course. You too can get better. God bless and good night, everyone. Thank you so much, John B.
Love you, buddy.
Amen. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Pete.
Everybody is unmuted. Good night, everyone. Say good night.
Good night.
Good night, Rose.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.